You've seen nothing then?
Nor ever heard, nor ever did suspect.
Yes, you have seen Cassio and she together.
Then I saw no harm, and then I heard each syllable that breath made up between them.
What, did they never whisper?
Never, my lord.
Nor send you out of the way?
Never.
To fetch her fan, her gloves, her mask, nor nothing?
Never, my lord.
That's strange.
I durst, my lord, to wager she is honest. Lay down my soul at stake. If you think other, remove your thought, it doth abuse your bosom. If any wretch have put this in your head, let heaven requite it with a serpent's curse. For if she be not honest, chaste, and true, there's no man happy. The purest of their wives is foulest slander.
Bid her come hither. Go. She says enough, yet she's a simple bawd that cannot say as much. This is a subtle whore. A closet lock and key of villainous secrets. And yet she'll kneel and pray. I've seen her do it. Pray you, Chuck, come hither.
What is your pleasure?
Let me see your eyes. Look in my face.
What horrible fancy is this?
Some of your function, mistress. Leave procreants alone and shut the door. Cough or cry if anybody come. Your mystery, nay, dispatch.
Upon my knee, what doth your speech import? I understand a fury in your words, but not the words.
Why, what art thou?
Your wife, my lord. Your true and loyal wife.
Come, swear it. Damn thyself, lest being like one of heaven, the devils themselves should fear to seize thee. Therefore be double damned. Swear thou art honest.
Heaven doth truly know it.
Heaven truly knows that thou art false as hell.
To whom, my lord? With whom? How am I false?
Oh, Desdemon. Away, away, away.
Alas, the heavy day. Why do you weep? Am I the motive of these tears, my lord? If haply you, my father, do suspect an instrument of this your calling back, lay not your blame on me. If you have lost him, I have lost him too.
Had it pleased heaven to try me with affliction, had he rained all kinds of sores and shames on my bare head, steeped me in poverty to the very lips, given to captivity me and my utmost hopes, I should have found in some place of my soul a drop of patience. But alas, to make me the fixed figure for the time of scorn to point his slow, unmoving finger at. Yet could I bear that too, well, very well. But there where I have garnered up my heart, where either I must live or bear no life, the fountain from the which my current runs or else dries up, to be discarded thence, or keep it as a cistern for foul toads to knot and gender in. Turn thy complexion there, patience, thou young and rose-lipped cherubim. Aye, here look grim as hell.
I hope my noble lord esteems me honest.
Oh, aye, as summer flies are in the shambles that quicken even with blowing. Oh, thou weed, who art so lovely, fair, and smells so sweet that the sense aches at thee. Would thou hadst ne'er been born?
Alas, what ignorant sin have I committed?
Was this fair paper, this most goodly book made to write whore upon? What committed? Committed! Oh, thou public commoner, I should make very forges of my cheeks that would to cinders burn up modesty did I but speak thy deeds. What committed? Heaven stops the nose at it, and the moon winks. The bawdy wind that kisses all it meets is hushed within the hollow mine of earth and will not hear it. What committed, impudent strumpet?
By heaven, you do me wrong.
Are not you a strumpet?
No, as I am a Christian, if to preserve this vessel for my lord from any hated, foul, unlawful touch, be not to be a strumpet, I am none.
What, not a whore?
No, as I shall be saved.
Is possible.
Oh, heaven, forgive us.
I cry you mercy, then. I took you for that cunning whore of Venice that married with Othello. You, mistress, that have the office opposite to St. Peter and keep the gate of hell. You, are you. We've done our course. Here's money for your pains. I pray you turn the key and keep our counsel.
Alas, what does this gentleman conceive? How do you, madam? How do you, my good lady? Good madam, what's the matter with my lord? Hmm? Why, with my lord, madam?
Who is my lord?
He that is yours, sweet lady.
I have none. Do not talk to me, Amelia. I cannot weep. Your answers have I none.
seven shields. Remember? And call thy husband hither.
He has a change indeed.
'Tis meet I should be used so. Very meet. How have I been behaved that he might stick the smallest opinion on my least misuse?
What is your pleasure, madam? How's it with you?
I cannot tell. Those that do teach young babes do it with gentle means and easy tasks. You might have chid me so, for in good faith I am a child to chide him.
What is the matter, lady?
Alas, Iago. My lord hath so behoored her, thrown such despite and heavy terms upon her, the true heart cannot bear it.
Am I that name, Iago?
What name, fair lady?
He called her whore. A beggar in his drink could not have laid such terms upon his callet.
Why did he so?
I do not know. I'm sure I am not such.
Do not weep. Do not weep, alas, the day.
That she forsook so many noble matches, her father and her country and her friends, to be called whore? Would it not make one weep?
It is my wretched fortune.
Beshrew him, Fort. How comes this trick upon him?
I will be hanged if some eternal villain, some busy and insinuating rogue, some cogging, cousining slave to get some office have not devised this slander, I'll be hanged else.
Why, there is no such man. It is impossible.
Many such there be, heaven pardon him.
A heart pardon him, and hell gnaw his bones. Why should he call her whore? Who keeps her company? What place, what time, what form, what likelihood? The Moor's abused by some most villainous knave. Some base, notorious knave, some scurvy fellow. Oh, heavens, that such companions thou'st unfold, and put in every honest hand a whip to lash the rascals naked through the world, even from the east to the west.
Speak within door.
Oh, fie upon them. Some such squire he was that turned your wit to see me side without and made you to suspect me with the Moor.
You're a fool. Go to.
Alas, Iago, what shall I do to win my lord again? Good friend, go to him. For by this light of heaven, I know not how I lost him. Here I kneel. If e'er my will did trespass against his love, either in discourse of thought or actual deed, or that mine eyes, mine ears, or any sense delighted them, or any other form, or that I do not yet and ever did and ever will, though he do shake me off to beggarly divorcement, love him dearly, comfort forswear me. Unkindness may do much, and his unkindness may defeat my life, but never taint my love. I cannot say whore. It does abhor me now I speak the word, to do the act that might the addition earn, not the world's mass of vanity could make me.
I pray you be content. 'Tis but his humour. The business of the state does him offence, and he does chide with you.
Oh, 'twere no other.
It is but so, I warrant. Hark how these instruments summon to supper, and the messengers of Venice stay the meat. Go in, and weep not. All things shall be well.
Iago!
How now, Roderigo?
I do not find that thou dealest justly with me.
What, in the contrary?
Every day thou dash me with some device, Iago, and rather, as it seems to me now, keeps from me all conveniency than supplies me with the least advantage of hope. I will indeed no longer endure it. Nor am I yet persuaded to put up in peace what already I have foolishly suffered.
Will you hear me, Roderigo?
Faith, I have heard too much. For your words and performances are no kin together.
You charge me most unjustly.
With naught but truth. I have wasted myself out of my means. The jewels you have had from me to deliver Desdemona would half have corrupted a votarist. You have told me she hath received them, and returned me expectations and comforts of sudden respect and acquaintance. But I find none.
Well, go to. Very well.
Very well, go to. I cannot go to, man, nor 'tis not very well. By this hand I say it is scurvy, and begin to find myself fopped in it.
Very well.
I tell you 'tis not very well. I will make myself known to Desdemona. If you return me my jewels, I will give over my suit and repent my unlawful solicitation. If not, assure yourself I will seek satisfaction of you.
You have said now.
Aye. And said nothing but what I protest intendment of doing.
Why, now I see there's metal in thee, and even from this instant to build on thee a better opinion than ever before. Give me thy hand, Roderigo. Thou hast taken against me a most just exception, but yet I protest I have dealt most directly in thy affair.
It hath not appeared.
I grant indeed it hath not appeared, and your suspicion is not without wit and judgment. But, Roderigo, if thou hast that in thee indeed which I have greater reason to believe now than ever, I mean purpose, courage, and valour, this night show it. If thou the next night following enjoy not Desdemona, take me from this world with treachery and devise engines for my life.
Well, what is it? Is it within reason and compass?
Sir, there is a special commission come from Venice to depute Cassio in Othello's place.
Is that true? Why then Othello and Desdemona return again to Venice?
Oh, no, he goes into Mauritania and taketh away with him the fair Desdemona, unless his abode be lingered here by some accident, wherein none can be so determinate as the removing of Cassio.
Well, how do you mean, removing him?
Why, by making him incapable of Othello's place, knocking out his brains.
And that you would have me to do?
Aye. If you dare do yourself a profit and a right. He sups tonight with a harlotry, and thither will I go to him. He knows not yet of his honorable fortune. If you will watch his going thence, which I will fashion to fall out between 12 and 1, you may take him at your pleasure. I will near be to second your attempt, and he shall fall between us. Come, stand not amazed at it, but go along with me. I will show you such a necessity in his death that you shall think yourself bound to put it on him. It is now high supper time, and the night grows to waste. About it.
I will hear further reason for this.
And you shall be satisfied.